he was a rock star who had it all, but the lifestyle led to a serious drug addiction. Then one day, he found God. Joining me now is former Korn guitarist Brian Head Welch, author of the new book, Save Me From Myself, How I Found God, Quit Korn, Kick Drugs, and Live to Tell My Story. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
That video that we just saw, I mean, for those people who don't know Korn, it's a heavy metal band, and it was really dark. I mean, that's almost like satanic, some of the visuals that we're watching there. Then you had developed an addiction to methamphetamine while you were the guitarist of Korn, and one day you had a spiritual awakening. How did that happen?
I was high on meth, and I was in my house, and I went to a church Sunday morning on meth, just high.
And was that unusual? You never went to church, or did you usually?
No, I was searching. I was searching because I wanted to get off the drugs, and I got invited, so I went to the church, and the pastor was talking about how Jesus is real, and all you got to do is talk to him. So I went home, and I said, Lord, if you're real, reveal yourself to me and take these drugs away from me. And within a week, I've had a spiritual encounter that was just higher than the drugs, and I just felt overwhelming love and peace, and I've been changed ever since.
And you quit meth and other drugs, cold turkey?
Cold turkey. Pills, meth, beer, everything.
All right, there are like hundreds of thousands of parents watching right now, and I think what everybody wants to know, and I know I do for my three young children, how do we keep our kids from turning into you at your worst? No offense. I mean, not the you of today, the you of 2 years ago when you were still doing, when you were a drug addict and you were living that lifestyle. How are you supposed to keep teenagers from going that route?
You know, what happened to me was just, I started using when I got in the band. I didn't use when I was a teenager, but just communication and love, you know. I didn't have a lot of hugs in my house, and the closeness and intimacy with the family, you know, I'd recommend.
And you have a 9-year-old daughter. Is her birthday today?
Yes.
You want to say hi to your daughter?
Hello, Janaea. Happy birthday, baby.
So, Janaea, what do you say to her? She's 9 years old. How do you raise her? Do you tell her what you did in Korn?
Yeah, she knows. I don't know if she understands it all, but you know, she saw a lot of crazy things, and it's just, life is so different. She loves God, and she knows that God is real. She's seen a miracle in me, too.
Yeah, I bet she has. So you're going to keep her away from drugs and everything by just continuing to communicate with her and keeping her close by.
And in relationship with God, it's spiritual now, you know. It's not, that's different now, and I believe that God will keep her away from that stuff.
All right, well, the book is it's called Save Me From Myself, How I Found God, Quit Korn, Kick Drugs, and Live to Tell My Story. It's a fascinating read. And Brian Welch, thanks so much for being here to share it.
Thank you.